Hello, everybody, and how are you guys doing? This is another episode of Black News. Today, I have some interesting facts on what's going on in America and how our Constitution is not being protected by U.S. citizens. Yesterday, I noticed yesterday I was at a laundromat called Suntan Laundry. And inside of there, I use the washers and the dryers. Mind you, it's two sides to each one. I used each one. The lady got upset because I was spending my money and called me a nigger. And I don't get it. I don't understand. Then I see on the news in Rochester, New York, the police pepper sprayed and handcuffed a 9-year-old little girl. I watched this video in dismay, trying to understand why are there so these white supremacists, KKK, Proud Boys, prejudiced people? Why are they making themselves relevant? Why are we not getting the help that's entitled? Do they feel like we're not citizens? Are we not equal? I think ever since the George Floyd situation, it's been harder for African Americans in America to survive. Me being a woman of color, Hispanic descent, and Native American, I feel as though America might not be the place for me. But it's where my ancestors died. So it's the place for me. I never seen racism at its best. As of 2020 and 2021, racism it's always been there. It's just being recorded. Will Smith said that. These body cams are showing how people really feel. The day before that, I had to go to court. A gentleman in the courthouse that worked for legal aid, I got discriminated by him. Mind you, he was a white, young, gay male. So, I'm wondering, where is the world going to? If everybody's so upset about the color of someone's skin, you cannot control that. You know what I mean? I don't understand. Are they upset? What is the reason? Because ain't no sports playing. Ain't nobody touring. I want to know, what is the historic racism coming from? Why do they feel as though being racist is okay? It's so much racism happening in the world that I'm so confused, especially being an American citizen. And we don't have laws to protect us. The police is supposed to protect us, and those are the ones that are prejudiced doing hate crimes. That's a game. So who do we call? And everybody's not racist. Not everyone. It's that one bad seed that ruined it for all. We need crimes to protect us from people that are being racist. We need people that are racist to go to jail. We got to do something about this. We have to do something about it. We cannot just keep getting violently attacked. And there's no stipulation and nothing for them. All we could do is sue. No, we need laws. We need to be protected. Do you know in other countries, they have laws against that? Why are there not laws here in America for that? Why can't we stop statistic racism? Why can't we stop it? It's 2021, but I feel like it's back to 1964. I'm feeling like we need a hero. Who's going to stand up? Definitely not Trump. Then you see the men in Congress go visit Trump, the Republicans. They're letting us know that they are still united. How many people got to die for racism to stop? Why? I don't understand for the racist people. There's places you can live in the United States where you don't see a colored person. It's a coronavirus. These actions that people are committing, it's because they want to. And who are we? Americans. Who protect us? We thought the Constitution did. However, it don't. And that's my thoughts on Black News.